Tinder's first sex robot becomes instant sensation over real women. By Charlie Nash on October 19, 2018. A sex robot received 92 matches on Tinder in just 2 hours, with 56% of matches open to having sex with it, as part of an experiment to determine public acceptance of the robots. The experiment, which featured sex robot Harmony, was set up by documentary filmmaker Jimmy Mayeel, who is reportedly making a documentary about sex robots. Despite showing Harmony's exposed robotic brain in one of the pictures on the Tinder account, Harmony, who was listed as 21 years old, quickly received 92 matches, 56% of which expressed an openness to having sex with the robot. I posted 3 photos of Harmony, including a description directly below that read, "Hi, I'm an anatomically correct, sexually capable robot with the most advanced AI available," declared Mayeel in an interview with the Daily Star. "I ran the experiment for 2 hours on a Friday night from 9 to 11 p.m. on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. I swiped right, liked, every guy that came up. In the 2 hours, I ran the experiment, Harmony racked up 92 matches. The real experiment though is when I replied to everyone Harmony matched with one simple message, one question, would you have sex with a robot? Yes, no or maybe. When I got permission to use Harmony from Harmony creator, Matt McMullen, in March, he said he hadn't put the doll on any dating sites," Mayeel continued. "I think this is the first and still only time a sex robot has appeared on a dating app. Harmony's 92 matches in 2 hours likely makes it more popular than most humans on Tinder. Sex doll brothels have started to expand in North America, following popularity in Europe, and in January it was reported that online searches for sex robot porn had nearly doubled in 2017. The robots are being built with complex features, such as artificial G-spots, Amazon Alexa compatibility, heating, voice communication, and different modes of interaction. Some sex robots are even being custom designed to look like customers' deceased partners. While last year a sex robot appeared with its owner for an interview on British television. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.